What happens here? Asked Jack.
Come, I will show you. The caliph escorted Jack and Annie through the front door and down a wide hallway.
We have a laboratory for discovering new medicines, he said, and an observatory for viewing the stars and planets, but this is my favorite room of all. The caliph stopped before an arched doorway. He opened the door and led Jack and Annie into a huge silent room.
This is the library, he said in a hushed voice. Even I must be very quiet here.
Late afternoon light slanted down from high open windows, streaming over bookshelves and colorful carpets. Men read at long tables. When the readers looked up and saw the caliph, they all started to rise.
Please continue with your work. Do not mind us, the caliph said softly.
The men sat down again and returned to their reading and writing. The caliph pointed to a bearded man sitting by a window hunched over a pile of papers. The man was writing furiously.
That is Al-Khwarizmi, whispered the caliph. He is a truly great mathematician. He has perfected the Indian way of writing numbers.
The caliph pointed to numbers written on a board on the wall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We call these the Arabic numerals, he said.
Arabic numerals? Said Jack.
Yes, said the caliph.
Jack whispered to Annie.
We use the Arabic numerals too. They must have come from that guy.
The caliph pointed to another man reading by the window.
He is Al-Kindi. He is perhaps the most brilliant scientist and thinker in the world, whispered the caliph.
But he is very humble. He believes knowledge cannot belong to only one person or country. It belongs to all. The world grows wise only when wisdom is shared. I agree, and that is why I built this house.
I agree, too, whispered Annie.
Me too, said Jack.
Scientists and scholars from many countries come here to read and study and share their knowledge, whispered the caliph. We have thousands of books. They have all been copied by hand.
By hand? Said Annie. That's a lot of writing.
What kind of books? Asked Jack.
Books of history, mathematics, geography, and medicine, said the caliph. But we also have a very special book of fantasy and wonder.
The caliph took a large, thick book down from a shelf. He rested it on a table and turned the pages to show Jack and Annie. The book was filled with fancy writing and beautiful illustrations. There were pictures of Aladdin and Ali Baba, magic lamps and flying carpets.
Oh, tales from the Arabian Nights, said Annie. We know those stories.
You do?
Wonderful, the caliph said with a smile. It seems someone from our land has traveled to yours and shared our stories.
Perhaps someone will soon bring stories from your land back to us. That is the great power of a book, no?
Yes, said Annie.
And I hope your land will hear of this book too some day, said the caliph.
He held up the book of Aristotle's writings. After I have read it, I will have it copied so I can share its wisdom with the world. Thank you for helping me.
Sure, Jack said modestly. That was our mission.
I fear I must now return to my duties, said the caliph.
But please stay in the library. Read until you must go to meet your family, and come back some day to visit me.
We'll try, said Jack.
Goodbye, Annie. Goodbye, Jack.
Bye, Mamoon, Annie said.
The mighty caliph gave them a warm smile and a deep bow. Then he left Jack and Annie in his wondrous library.